USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As inflation remains at a 40-year high, the chairman of the Fed Reserve claims a nation's central bank is doing everything possible to curb it.
We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so. We have both the tools we need and the resolve it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
During a Senate hearing, Jerome Powell talking about soaring gas prices and food prices and the impacts on struggling families. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is vowing to get a bipartisan gun control bill passed by week's end. The New York Democrats saying the measure will make real progress against gun violence. The text of the bill was released late Tuesday, and many Republican senators say they'll have to read the bill before they'll decide if they'll support it. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps Hair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there so want to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Home buyers are jumping back into the market and they want adjustable mortgage rates. Applications for loans to buy homes rose 8% last week, pushed in part by demand for such mortgages. This happens against the backdrop of interest rates making their biggest one-week jump in 13 years. Toyota announced on Wednesday it's cutting worldwide production by 50,000 vehicles in July. The automaker cutting back because of semiconductor shortages and parts supply disruptions due to the COVID pandemic. As inflation remains at a 40-year high, many people's retirement accounts are taking a hit.
401k sell-offs have erased nearly $3 trillion from U.S. retirement accounts, according to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. 401k participants have lost about $1.4 trillion from their accounts since January 1st.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. This is USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices. I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors. This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
The violent crime rate has risen in much of the United States since 2020. Appearing on America's Newsroom, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says that Americans are concerned about crime.
Since I got in office, I've had to deal with other local elected officials at the Democratic level in the city of Atlanta and other places that wouldn't go after violent criminals. So now the state has stepped in and started doing that.
The legal troubles continue for 80-year-old comedian Bill Cosby.
A California jury found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975, awarding the victim $500,000. The jury found that the disgraced comedian and actor intentionally caused harmful sexual contact with Judy Huff, that he reasonably believed she was under 18, and that his conduct was driven by unnatural or abnormal sexual interest of a minor. Huff, who is now 64 years old, described her 7-year legal fight as torture. A spokesman for Cosby says they will appeal. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
A new Harris poll commissioned by the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools found that 82% of parents would vote for a candidate who did not belong to their preferred party if the candidate aligned with them on education issues. 83% of respondents also said education matters more to them than in the past, and 84% said they supported public charter schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.